morning. We are beginning the second chapter of Brachos, Mishnah Aleph. The background to this Mishnah is that we have a debate in the Gemara about whether mitzvos trichos kavana or not. Whether you have to be, you have to have intention where you're doing a mitzvah. We rule that mitzvos enot trichos kavana. That means that as long as you're kind of cognizant of the physical act that you're doing, you don't really have to be having intent that you're fulfilling a mitzvah. So for example, if you were half asleep when you put on tefillin this morning, as long as you were awake and you knew that you were putting on tefillin, even if you weren't thinking you're fulfilling a mitzvah, that you don't need any more kavana than that. Mitzvos enos trichas kavana, you fulfilled your mitzvah. However, that's only true for an action, because for an action, the action itself speaks to what you're doing. When it comes to words, when it comes to mitzvos like tefillah, when it comes to mitzvos like Shema, there, many of the poskim say you do need to have more cognizance about, not just that I'm aware of the fact that I'm saying a word, but aware of what I'm saying and having a little bit more intent. For example, Rosh Shmona Esrei, the commentators say I have to be aware of the fact that I'm standing in front of God. If I'm not aware of that and thinking about the words, then according to many, I don't fulfill my obligation. Similarly, Rosh Shema, it's not just the words, but it's also the notion that I'm accepting upon myself that God is one and that I am subservient to Him, what we call Kabbalas Olmach Hushamayim. And without that intent, according to many commentators, I don't fulfill my obligation. That's what this Mishnah is conveying. It's saying Hayakor, not just many commentators, excuse me, everyone. Hayakor b'Torah, the Mishnah gives a very interesting example, a way of illustrating this. It speaks about a person who happens to be learning, Sefer Dvarim. They're learning through the Psukim. And Vigiyaz Man HaMikra, and it happens to be that they haven't said Shema yet, and it's the time for Shema, and they get up to chapter 6 in Devarim, which happens to be part of the Hafta, the whole section of Shema. So, in Kiven Libo, if the person had intent at that moment, said, okay, I'm not just reading these words and learning them, but I'm thinking about being Kabbalah, I'm thinking about me Mekabel, Omach Lushamayim, I'm thinking about the ideas of Shema and accepting upon myself the yoke of heaven, Yatza, if I had that intent, I fulfilled the obligation, Vimlav, but if I just read it, even if I knew what it meant, Lo Yatza, I do not fulfill my obligation. Again, so it's a strange scenario to illustrate this point, but when it comes to Shema, it's important that I'm aware of not just the words, and specifically the first line, the commentators say, specifically the word Shema Yisrael, Shema Kino, Shema Echad, the words, what they mean, and what I'm doing when I'm saying those words. I'm acknowledging God's dominion and my subservience to Him. Then the Mishnah goes and talks about something else. It speaks about interruptions during Shema. Baprakim, we have two opinions, as we'll see. Baprakim Sholem Ne'akavod Umeshiv. Uve'emtza Shom Ne'ayira Umeshiv. Dear Rabbi Meir. Remeir says like this. He says that when you are between chapters of Shema, if you see someone, you could say, hi, how are you? And if they ask you how you're doing, you could answer them. If you're in the middle of a chapter, then you're only allowed to interrupt if it's someone that you have an obligation to fear, like, for example, a teacher or a parent, then you're obligated, you could interrupt in the middle of the paragraph, and you could answer if someone asks you how you're doing. That's Rabbi Meir's opinion. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Be'emtza Shom Ne'ayira Umeshiv Ne'akavod. Rabbi Yehuda says that in between in the middle of a section, you could ask someone who you have an obligation to fear. You could ask them how they're doing, and if it's someone, just a regular person who greets you while you're in the middle of Shema, you don't have to go. You're allowed to answer them. Baprakim, if it's between the chapters, Shom Ne'akavod Umeshiv Shom Lechal Adam. If it's between the chapters, you're allowed to ask someone who you're obligated to honor. You're allowed to ask someone how they're doing, and you're allowed to answer anybody. So if you're between chapters, anyone who greets you, even if it's not someone you have an obligation to fear, not someone you have an obligation to honor, you could answer them. Now, bottom line is, poskim that nowadays, people know if you're middle, they'll see you middle Shema. We don't rule this way. Meaning we rule more stringently. We say people know you're middle davening. You don't have to interrupt. But it does illustrate a very interesting point. So during Shema, and really during the brachos of Shema, the poskim say we don't interrupt at all. But it does illustrate an important point that there are places where there's no speaking policies. Perhaps there's room for no speaking, but it's okay to say hello to someone. Maybe not during this specific section where the poskim say during Shema that you shouldn't speak, because nowadays people understand if you're middle of certain parts of davening not to interrupt, but maybe before Pesukei Zimra, between Aliyahs, if someone comes into the shul to say hello, would it probably, based on this, be appropriate? Beyond hello, I don't think there's really much justification.